Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist Mai, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So once again, what's the Mai? What's the Mai? Like we said before, the Mai, what is it? It's Tua that we purchased from Amma Aretz. We're not sure that the Amma Aretz separated the necessary Mais Reis, although he probably did. Roiv Amaratzim do. And therefore, there are certain Mais Reis that we require this person who buys the Tua from the Amma Aretz to separate. There are many leniencies, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, and we're going to continue to see them in this Mishnah. In Mishnah Beis, we're going to see, depending on how you count it, but we're going to say 10 kulais, 10 leniencies that were not as machmir with Maaser Sheni of Demai as we would be with regular Maaser Sheni. For example, here's the first one. HaDemai Ein Loi Chaymish. From Demai, I have to take off my Sarisha, we said that I can hold in my house. Trumas Maisra, I take out of the Maisrish and I give to the Kayan. The Maisra Sheni, I have to bring to Yerushalayim or redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. When I come with my money to Yerushalayim, then I have to purchase foods according to the halachis of Maisra Sheni and eat it with a certain level of tahara. Normally, if I am redeeming my own Maisra Sheni to turn it into money to bring it to Yerushalayim, I have to add a fifth. Zok the Mishnah, he's the first of our eight kulais, said Demai ein loy chaymish. When it comes to Demai, you don't have to add the fifth. Second kula, the ein loy beer. What's beer? Again, something we've already mentioned in Masechtas Peah. The Shemitah cycle goes, there's Shemitah. First year after Shemitah, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Second year after Shemitah, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Now, before Pesach of the fourth year, and the same is going to be true after the next 3 years, which is going to be before Pesach of the Shemitah year, I have to remove from my possession all of the Trumas and Maisers of the previous 3 years, because the cycle ended. Truma has to go to the Kayan, Maaser Rishon to the Levi. We're talking about regular Maaser Rishon, not the Maaser Sheni, or if I converted it to money, the money that I still have, and somehow I can't get to Yerushalayim, it has to be destroyed. This is called biur, just like there's biur chametz, there's biur maisreis. But this does not apply to demai, the ein loy biur. The halachis of biur don't apply to demai, the third leniency for demai. Zok the Mishnah v'nechal l'oinein. An oinein, rachmana litzlan, is someone who lost one of the seven close relatives that he would have to sit shiva for. On that day, Midrabanan, also the following night, and until Kvura, the person is called an Oinen. Normally, an Oinen is not permitted to eat Maaser Sheni. The Pasuk says so beferish, lo yachalti bo oini mimenu. However, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, shall demai, if I took off Maaser Sheni from my demai, there is no such restriction. V'nechal oin, it could be eaten by an Oinen. The fourth kula, v'nichnas li Yerushalayim v'yotze. Regular Maaser Sheni, once it comes into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it out. We'll learn more about this in Masechtas Maaser Sheni. Once it comes in, the Rabbanan said, you can't take it out. That does not apply to Maaser Sheni of Demai. Even if it came into Yerushalayim, you can redeem it and eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Kula number five. Uma abden es mi'utoi bedrachim. Tupshatim here in the Batanura. Literally, what does it mean? Uma abden, you can lose es mi'utoi, a small amount of it, bedrachim on the roads, on the way. So what does this mean? Here's the first pshat of the Batanura. If I have my Sersheni Shel Demai, and I'm in a dangerous place, surrounded by chayes and listim, wild animals, or robbers, even if there's a small amount over here, it's not a big tircha to take it along, but you're under pressure. Because the mice that you want to move on, it's a dangerous place, you can just leave it there. The Rambam explains a different pshat. When you're bringing real my Sersheni, not Demai, everything has to make it up to Yerushalayim. You bring the money, you have to be careful. Everything has to make it up to Yerushalayim. Nothing could be lost en route. Here, if something gets lost a little bit, nish geferlich. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, kula number six, v'noisnoi la'am ha'aretz, but v'yoichel kenegdar. Maaser Sheni shel Demai, you can give over to an am ha'aretz to eat it in Yerushalayim. Even though I'm worried he may eat it when he's tamei, which you can't do with Maaser Sheni. You can't do this with, for sure, Maaser Sheni, regular Maaser Sheni. You are not allowed to give it over to an Amma Aretz who is not careful to eat things bitahara. although I am allowed to give Maaser Sheni of Demai to an Amoretz in Yerushalayim, but V'yoichal Kenegde, whatever I gave him, I have to purchase other food with the Tahara of Maaser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim. In other words, I have to make sure that the original Maaser Sheni amount is eaten in the proper way in Yerushalayim. Paiskim discuss different reasons for this. Vayter, the seventh, Kula. So let me just tell you that normally when you're Poida Maaser Sheni, so there's too much actual produce for me to take to Yerushalayim, so I change it into coins. Now, I can't take those coins and say, and let me transfer it to a different coin, the same type of coin. That wouldn't be considered derech chila. It's not the way we redeem things. But let's say I'm stuck. Let's say I need to buy something. All I have is my Maaser Sheni coins. Now, I know I have different silver coins someplace else. So, right now, I need to buy breakfast. I'm on the route. So, you know what? I'm going to transfer the kedusha of this coin, because I can't use my Maaser Sheni money to buy breakfast. I want to transfer the kedusha of these silver coins onto other silver coins, echveis, that I have at home, or I have someplace else, or maybe in my suitcase that I can't get to. And therefore, I can use these coins now, because the kedusha goes off these coins onto other coins. With regular Maaser Sheni, you can't do it. You can't go from one type of coin to the same type of coin. With Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, you can. So Zakta Mishnah, this is the seventh of the eighth Kula. Umechalu Lemoisai, Kesef Al Kesef. You can transfer the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni of Demai, let's say from silver coins, onto other silver coins. Or Nechoshes Al Nechoshes, some copper coins onto other copper coins. So again, this is the seventh Kula. You can redeem it from one same type of coin to another same type of coin. Kula number 8. Kesef al nechoshes. If I have silver coins, I can take the kedusha off the silver coins and put it onto copper coins. Wait a second. Why can I only do this with demai? This is not the same type of coin. And the answer is, Chazal had a problem with copper. There's a lot of different reasons, different pshatim. The simplest pshat is, nechoshes tended to rust. You have to remember in those days, coins had intrinsic value. That meant that the value of the coin would depend on the fitness of the coin. If the coin was chipped, if the coin began to rust, it wasn't worth as much. So because copper rusted quickly, we didn't want copper to be involved in Maaser Sheni. Unless Yimamish had no choice, unless it was a doichik. But with Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, even if it's not a doichik, you can lechatchila do it, you can take the kedusha from the kesef and put it onto nechoshes. And again, that was Kula number 8. Now, of course, when you're exchanging silver for copper, you're going to have a lot more copper coins, because it has to be the same value. But even then, even though it's going to have the same value because you're adding a lot of copper coins, you can only do it lechatchila with Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. Now we go to Kula number 9. It's the last of the Kulas and also the only one that we have a machloikis about. Not everyone agrees with it. Unechoshes ala peiros. The copper coins that you were paid your Maaser Sheni with. Or could even be silver coins. You can turn around and say, I want the Kedusha to go off these coins onto the peiros. So let's understand. The Kedusha always starts down on the peiros. I redeem it, I take the Kedusha from the peiros, and I put it on the coins. So you're telling me, with Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, you can go back from the coins to the peiros. Redeem the coins and put the Kedusha back onto peiros. Well, I always do that. I come to Yerushalayim with the coins, and I say the Kedusha goes off the coins onto the peiros. I buy peiros with these coins. No, the Chiddush here is with Demai. You can do it even outside of Yerushalayim. Zakta Mishlevayit, and this is the Gersa of the Batanura. The Yachzer v'yivdes peiros. And let me tell you another Kula here. So according to this Gersa of the Mishnah, this is really Kula number 10. What's this 10th Kula? Let's picture the scene. I'm outside of Yerushalayim. And because it's Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, I have Maaser Sheni coins. Normally I would have to take those coins into Yerushalayim and buy peiros with it, but because we're talking about Demai over here, you already told me I can take the Kedusha and transfer it to peiros outside of Yerushalayim. That was Kula number 9. Kula number 10 is that even before getting to Yerushalayim, I can go back again. The Yachzer v'yivdes peiros. I can take the Kedusha off the peiros, back onto the coins. Divrei Reb Meir, it's a Halach Reb Meir. Whereas v'chachamim, I remember the chachamim say, no. We don't agree with kula number 10. Once you've transferred it from the money back onto the payrois outside of Yerushalayim, that's the last thing. Now, yalla, payrois, bring up those payrois. Ve'yochlu b'Yerushalayim, that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Okay, let's chaz over our 10 kulois of Mais Rosheni Shel Demai. If I want to redeem my payrois onto money, normally I would have to add a chaymish with Mais Rosheni Shel Demai. I don't. That's the first kula. With regular Mais Rosheni, there's a mitzvah of beer at the end of 3 years. If I never made it to Yerushalayim, I have to destroy it. No such din with Mais Rosheni Shel Demai. Kula number 3, even if the person is an oinein. An oinein means the first day of Avelos. He can't eat regular Mais Rosheni. He can eat Mais Rosheni of Demai. Chazal would not geyser here. Kula number 4 is he can come into Yerushalayim and come out of Yerushalayim. Unlike regular Mais Rosheni, once it comes into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. Kula number 5 was Uma'abdin is me'uta bedrachim, yatub shatim edabatanura. One was, if it's a dangerous place, there are robbers, there are wild animals, you can leave a little bit there. Even though it's not a big tircha to take it along with you, you're under pressure, you can just leave it. Another pshat is, with regular Mais Rosheni, you have to be so careful nothing is lost. You don't have to be so careful with a little bit of Mais Rosheni Shel Demai. If you lose some of it, en route nishgeferlich. Kula number 6 is, you can give it in your shalayim to an Am Haaretz, even though he may not eat it a bit tahara, with the proper tahari, can't be tame, but you have to eat the same amount that you gave it to him with the kiddush of Mais Rosheni. Kula number 7 was, you can transfer the kiddush of Mais Rosheni of Demai from coins onto other coins of the same type. So if I need my silver coins now to purchase Ichve's lunch, all I have is coins of Mais Rosheni, I can say, okay, the kedusha goes off these coins onto different silver coins that I have someplace else. Or from copper to copper. You can't do that with regular Mais Rosheni. It has to be a different kind of coin. Kula number 8 was, I can transfer the kedusha of Mais Rosheni Shel Demai from silver coins onto copper coins, which you can't do with regular Mais Rosheni. He explained there are different reasons for that. One reason is that the copper coins deteriorate. Kula number 9 was, I can go back from the coins onto payrus, even before I get to Yerushalayim. And according to the Girs of the Batanura, Kula number 10 would be, and even before I get to Yerushalayim, I can reverse again and take the Kedusha off those coins back onto the payrus. Al-Kopanir B'Meir holds that way. The Chachamim say, no, once you turn the coins into payrus, you have to bring it up and have it eaten in Yerushalayim.